election line. Lower classes, social slime. They don't matter, genocide. Sick from water, sick from air. Making money, they don't care. Censorship, force of air. Fuck them back, it's only for their war. They shoot, they kill, they massacre rain. They burn the kids, no one makes gun. Trees, lie to your face. Fight and die, this God forgives. Buying time, killing people next in line. Lower classes, social side, they don't matter, genocide. Sick from water, sick from air. Making money, they don't care. See their shit, force a bear. Fuck them back, that's only fair. They bomb, they shoot, they kill. They massacre, rape, they burn. The kids, no more things. Cut trees, lie to your face. Fight and die, cause God forgives. Yeah.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Ron Stevens. This is Rock the Boat right here on UCY.TV, my favorite little online network. And it is the 26th of October. And it's considerably cooler than it was last week, but it's not bad for this time of year. Anyways, I went up to get a coffee, as I usually do before the show, and the story I saw... I didn't read it very close, but it sounded like Toronto was already 51% non-white. But when I look through here, it says by 2031, the Toronto region's white population will be the new minority. And out of Vancouver, well, Ottawa Citizen says that that 7 in 10 metro residents will be non-white in two decades. Vancouver Sun says the same thing. 7 in 10 residents will be non-white in two decades. And minorities will rise significantly by 2031, Stats Can says. And it goes on and on and on. So we have a huge problem here, folks. We have a major war on our hands. We have basically a case of genocide going on here, and it's well planned. I mean, you know, the Stats Can says in two decades we'll be the minority. Well, they know that because they planned it that way. They write this like, woo. Look at this. This is what the stats say. No, that's what the plan says. And these people they're bringing in, they breed a lot more than the whites do, because the whites have been told they can't afford their boat and kids cost too much money and therefore don't have any. They did that decades ago. Then they turn around and say, oh, well, we'll have to bring immigrants in because you people didn't breed. And therefore, there's not enough people to for the workforce. All planned out. So now, I'm so locked down on Facebook right now, it's absolutely crazy. It kind of makes me smile a little bit, because... somebody's being irritated. Well, we have a post here, and I think I brought this up on Tuesday, maybe, but I just threw this up on Facebook. And it's CIA Jew run. So they're not real happy with what I post. But tough luck. It's just the way it is, boys. You know, you don't like truth, step aside. But, you know, they send Bob Ray over as he's been appointed as a special envoy to Myanmar. He's off to help the Muslims who supposedly hate Jews, so says the media. Fact is, the Jews and Muslims are working hand in hand in their attempt to take down the West. Now, Bob Ray, a lot of people seem pretty freaked out about this because Bob Ray looks white and the name Ray doesn't sound Jewish, but Bob Ray is in fact a Jew. And, you know, he was an Anglican, but then he went and searched his background and found out that his grandfather was half Jewish. And at that point, he looked into being Jewish. And when he was a young guy, wouldn't date anybody but Jewish women and married a Jewish woman. And has become a Jew. So they're sending a Jew over into an area of 600,000 supposedly abused Muslims to save the day. Well, one normally, apparently the Muslims want to kill all the Jews. So why don't we send a Jew over to help the Muslims out? Makes no sense, of course, except it's just another indication of how closely these two are tied together. Now, a little more background on this guy. In 1922, Bob Ray appointed his godfather, the infamous Maurice Strong, to head Ontario Hydro. How did that work out? We lost control of our electricity system as it was a target for privatization. Maurice Strong has a long history of screwing with Canada and Canadians, especially during the time Prime Minister Pierre Trudeau, the communist, was in power. You want to ask yourself a question here, because I'm sick of being called anti-Semitic and Islamophobic. I'm neither. I just say what needs to get said. Ask yourself a question. If the Muslims so hated the Jews, why are there Jews? The Jews don't make up much of a percentage of the population on the planet. And if the Muslims really hated the Jews as bad as we're told they do, then, well, there wouldn't be many Jews around, would there? Be a hell of a lot less than there are now, because the Muslims would have went and wiped them out. Now, put another post in here, I'm really locked down, I tell you, man. Anyways, this pretty much spells it out again. I wanted to put that little video in there, the fable of the ducks and the hens. So I just thought I'd lay some of this in here, because you can look at the hens in that video. And if you haven't seen it, go look it up, the fable of the ducks and the hens. If you can't get that, then you're just so fast asleep it's nuts. Now, on the one hand, you could look at the hens as the Jews, and on the other hand, you could look at them as the Muslims. But they're, to use a UN international type word, they're interconnected. But I just wrote this. I want everyone to understand the close relationship between the Muslims and the Jews. Both are Semitic, which is true. Both use the phobia card, which is true. Islamophobia and Judeophobia. Yes, that's a word. Just look it up in etymology. The meaning is interchangeable. It means the same damn thing, except one is for Jews and one is for Muslims, but it means the same damn thing. But we never heard of Judeophobia, or I never heard of it before. I heard of anti-Semitism, of which I am. I'm an anti-Semite. But the proper definition of an anti-Semite is someone that doesn't like the undue influence the Jews have in our society, and the power they wield in our society, and makes me absolutely anti-Semitic. Doesn't mean I hate individual anybody. You know, I have friends that are Jews. And they're doing their damnedest to overthrow this takeover that's going on. They're working hard at it. Anyways, the video, I love the way this whoever wrote this described this video, right? The video is a saga of intrigue, propaganda, and subversion. And the story was written in 59 by George Lincoln Rockwell. Now, I'm surprised I didn't get busted on this for... I'm sure I get out of jail tomorrow, Facebook jail tomorrow night sometime, and I'm going to start posting this, and somebody's going to go and look up George Lincoln Rockwell and find out that he had the Nazi party in America, which should get me pretty much instantly put back into jail. Has nothing to do with his party. It has nothing to do with any of that stuff. What it does have to do with is here's a guy who spent his career in the Navy, or in the Air Force, rather, and was honorably discharged. But he got it. He could see what was happening to America and who was behind it. He probably did what I did when I was young. I just couldn't see right. That's why I always say everybody's in the audience. But maybe Rockwell did what I did when I was fairly young. I wanted to get a better view, a better overall view of things. So I just went to the theater in my mind and sitting in the audience. And what do I see? I'm reacting. I'm just reacting by what's being presented to me on the stage, which you can call it your politics. But I wanted to see more. I didn't want to be sitting in the audience, so I mentally made a very, very, very high balcony in the theater, and I went up in the balcony, and I was only one in it, but from that vantage point, I could see behind the stage, I could see the script writers and the financiers and all that kind of stuff, which... gives you the reason to go research who these script writers are and who these financiers are and who's pulling the strings. Because the stage actors are just the puppets of the financiers and the people that dress them and people that write the scripts. They just dance on the stage for you and you react to it. And I think that's probably what wakes somebody up to as much as Rockwell was awakened. And, you know, he saw this when he wrote this in 59 and was eventually shot and killed in 67. But he understood, you know, the civil rights movement. He had this stuff figured out, right? And for that, they shot him. But if somebody's going to look at this video and they say, and look up Rockwell, they're going to go, well, this guy that's posting this must be a white supremacist. You know, Rockwell's a Nazi. Well, whatever that's supposed to mean. He's a guy that cares about his nation and the people in it. And if that's a crime, so be it. Anyways, I'm just going to go over some of the connections of Jews, but... You know, you've heard me say stuff like this a gazillion times. But I got to keep repeating it, like George Bush said, young George Bush, is that, you know, got to keep repeating it, you know, throw the propaganda out there so it sticks in your head. And that's how they get us where they get us, by keep repeating stuff in the media, in the schools, the churches, and so on and so forth, until you accept it. But our forefathers, and it really plays us out in this little 14-minute cartoon. But our forefathers made the sacrifice to come to these lands to escape the tyranny and build a better future for their children and grandchildren in peace and freedom. Over time, we have allowed tyranny to rule us again. This time, there is no new land to escape to, so we will submit or show our allegiance to our faith and our forefathers. Time to pick a side. This can be done without violence. They want it. They want violence, therefore we must not give them what they want. So, World War III, spiritual, psychological war, a war we must win. Over the decades, they have weakened our spirit, mind, and spine in their effort to subvert. It is time to stand strong against our aggressors. That, or be what they expect of us, a fearful, beaten people who will quietly give up the nation. And that's really where we're standing right now. You know, are we fearful? Are we beaten? We act like it. And if we're in that position, then chances are we'll just quietly give up the nation while we're eating pizza and watching TV. Freaking sad, man. Really sad. But anyways, here's some stuff about the connection between the Jews and the Muslims. I don't want anybody anymore thinking that the Jews are in the crosshairs of the Muslims. I mean, look at the Jews, the upper Jews and the upper Muslims as the brains, but this is all coming through the internationalists. They're trying to figure out a way to bring down the West. And I know I'm correct on this. Two things have to disappear, and that is the American Constitution and the Christian faith. Those two things have to be made to disappear. And for all intents and purposes, they've done it. You never hear any positive news about the Constitution. You never hear any positive news about Christians. Never. Anyway, since 2007, the Foundation for Ethnic Understanding, led by Rabbi Mark Schneer, and Russell Simmons, has made improving Muslim-Jewish relationships their main focus. They've hosted the National Summit on IAMs and Rabbis in 2007, the Gathering of Muslim and Jewish Leaders in Brussels in 2010, in Paris in 2012, and three missions of Muslim and Jewish leaders to Washington, D.C. Each November, the foundation hosts the Weekend of Twinning, which encourages Muslims and Jews, IAMs and Rabbis, mosques and synagogues, and Muslims and Jews, Jewish organizations, to hold joint programming inspired by the commonalities between Muslims and Jews. Good Jewish-Muslim relations continue in Detroit, which has the nation's largest Arab-American community. Jewish organizations there have established good relationships with a religious group called the Islamic Supreme Council of North America. Geez, I thought the Jews were freaking out about the Muslims. They're buddy buddies. In Los Angeles, there has been a formation of an interfaith think tank through the partnership of neighboring institutions, University of Southern California, the Hebrew Union College, the Omar Foundation, the Center for Muslim-Jewish Engagement has an extensive online resource center with scholarly work on similar topics from Muslim and Jewish perspectives. The Center of Muslim-Jewish Engagement has begun to launch an interfaith religious text study group to build bonds and to form a positive community promoting interfaith religions. Now, says here that there are many common aspects between Islam and Judaism. As Islam developed, it gradually became the major religion closest to Judaism. Both of them being strictly monotheistic religious traditions originating in a Semitic Middle Eastern culture. Because they're both Semitic. The Jews and the Muslims are Semitic. So, you know, the media is not really being honest about this. They say, well, you know, Islamophobia. Why don't you just be truthful and say anti-Semitic? But then that ties the Jews to the Muslims, and we want to keep that separated because we want to make it look like the Muslims hate the Jews when, in fact, they're working hand in hand together. Therefore, we have to have Judeophobia and Islamophobia. But you don't hear about Judeophobia. You only hear about anti-Semitism. But they can't add the Muslims to anti-Semitism because then they become the same group. And they don't want you to believe that they're the same group. One is opposing the other. Not true. Not even close to being true. As opposed to Christianity, which originated from interaction between ancient Greek and Hebrew cultures, Islam is similar to Judaism in its fundamental religious outlook, structure, jurisprudence, and practice. Ooh, same group. There are many traditions within Islam originating from traditions within the Hebrew Bible or from the post-Bible of Jewish traditions. These practices are known collectively as Isaiah, Ilya, or whatever the hell that is. So it's very obvious that the Jews and the Muslims are working together. Now, who runs the media? They're the Jews. Who runs the banking? The Jews. So you're not going to get any positive news other than what they're up to. Now, you know the Jews got the media because when Rothschild sent his sons over to America, there was one son, however many of them, I don't know, it was one or more of them came over here, but they were directed the first thing to do, the very first thing you do. Don't worry about banking or anything. The very first thing you do is get a hold of and control of the top 25 newspapers in the country. Because once you got control of the media, you control the storyline. And that's spelled out very, very specifically in that little video here, the fable of the ducks and the hens. And how they run the school curriculum. I mean, take Ontario with all this early sex ed stuff, LGBTQ stuff being shoved in little wee children's heads. I mean, this is absolutely disgusting. But both on the Jewish side, I mean, if you look at these two things, right? One's kosher and one's halal, but they kill the animal exactly the same way. Same way. They both have a pedophilia problem. The Jews and the Muslims. The senior policy advisor for the education curriculum in Ontario, pushing this young, ridiculously young sex education, got busted for child porn. Was what? A Jew. No surprise there. So we're being overrun. Now, if you look at our government people, you look at it, doesn't matter where you are in the United States or Canada. I mean, you start looking at these guys. I don't think it matters really what politician you put in. But if you fire in the names of top politicians in Israel, you're bound to come up with a picture of politicians on both the right and the left kissing the ass of Israel, wearing the little beanie caps. So the people should be extremely pissed. You know, as this unfolds and as this information becomes more normal for people, and it better become normal pretty damn quick. But in the old days, the swords and the pitchforks and the ropes would have already come out by now. You know, one of my favorite things is, riding through, I forgot that guy's name too. Riding through the villages, screaming, the British are coming. At least someone was alerting the people that they got a problem on their hands that they need to deal with, like now. But fast forward to this era, and people were yakking about NFL ball players that kneel for the anthem. Who gives a sweet bejesus? Not important. Not important in the least. We hear all this noise about Antifa or whatever the hell that's called, and about Black Lives Matter, and went through Occupy and all this nonsense, which just is a bunch of noise to keep people yakking about stuff that does not matter in the least. What matters is that those people at the heads excuse me, at the heads of the unions, the police, the military, the churches, I just call it the teachers, preachers, politicians, are all involved in this. They're all involved in this. The people that most people look up to are the very people you want to get a rope for. Those are the people who got to get taken down. The so-called authority. Now, I see a lot of people I see lots of posts about Putin. You know, want to be like Putin? Well, he's just another puppet. Okay, you got to remember who took Russia down? The Jews. Okay, who starved out the Ukrainians in that? The Jews. Now, Russia that movie America with a K, it's brilliant. Because the system that was set up in Russia with all the bureaucracy in that, in America with a K, is a story of the aftermath of the takedown of America by Russians. And it was taken down without any shots being fired. It was basically taken down through consent. But it was taken down through bureaucracy. Russian or Soviet Union, not Russian, but Soviet Union style bureaucracies. And that is exactly what we're living in now. So for you people out there that think Putin is some sort of a hero, give your head a shake. Okay, those bureaucracies are what taking us down without a shot. Because those bureaucracies are used to divide the people, weaken the people, make the people dependent upon the bureaucracies, be it for medical or food stamps or housing or whatever the hell it is. The people are lining up and filling out them papers to get their benefits. When they took all of our manufacturing from Canada In America, there was tons and tons and tons of people that needed jobs. So they just built new bureaucracies, put those people in there. So you build a bureaucracy because there's a need, then you go and you fill the need. You create the need, you fill the need, and you entrap the people. You make them dependent upon. So that the will of the people is broken. Now, here is a here, and this kind of thing is exactly what shows what is shown in America with a K, which was done in 1987. It's online. Go watch it. Then I mean, the flag in it is brilliant. Okay, the flag in there that you pledge allegiance to is the American flag on one side, the Russian flag on the other side, and joining them two flags in the middle is the UN flag. Now, you can't get it any more in your face than that. It goes, oh, it's just a made-for-TV series. Well, no, it ain't. They're telling exactly what the hell the plan is. And they've pretty much got the plan implemented now. And in there is about the feminization of the young boys, which we have today. I mean, they've stepped it up a little bit now. I don't recall seeing about transgenderism in there or pronouns and that for whatever sex you want to be. But the general drift of that movie is there. Is that they crush the spirit of the people. And that's what they've basically done in the West. And that's why I say it's a spiritual psychological war. Because it's an atheistic system. Or a satanic system, if you will. Of deception and deceit. And people got sucked into it, even though they were warned. Take heed, no man deceive you. Well, they've been mightily deceived. And they suffer from massive weakness now, individually and collectively. And now they're flooding our nations with people who are not us, who do not hold our values. And they're coming here to outbreed us, take over our governments, take over the lawmaking, and we're just sitting around. You know, in that movie, or in that cartoon fable of the ducks and the hens, it took the ducks a long time to figure out what the hell was going on. And things got so bad, the last of the ducks that still had a half a brain got the hell out of there and started over, just like our forefathers came here to start over. But unlike in that cartoon, there are no new lands to go to start over in. Therefore, we can't just pack it up and say, I've had it with this. This is stand or submit. And what does Islam mean? Submit. Now, are we going to submit? That's the question. And we're going to have to come up with an answer to that question. You know, I saw somebody posted something today where apparently the Canadian government is setting, taking $2 billion out of the pension fund and sending it to India to help with subsidized housing. Meanwhile, here across the country, we have people being living in tents all over the place, white people, and being evicted out of their, you know, makeshift parks and that. because they have nowhere to live. And those things are being tore down, and they're, what little they have is being taken from them. They got nowhere to go. Meanwhile, John Tory, the mayor of Toronto, who's up to his ass in this nonsense, wants just a hell of a swack of money so that all of these new Muslims and that can be housed comfortably. Meanwhile, our own people are going hungry, living on the street. You know, I saw Maple Ridge, British Columbia, and Langley, British Columbia, which I knew very well when I lived out there. Those two communities, well, Maple Ridge was a lot of East Indian at the time, but, you know, a less well-off neighborhood, but, or town, but Langley was, you know, all those places out in the Fraser Valley were clean and mostly white. I mean, the East Indians were moving in and they were taking over the gas stations and the corner stores and the dry cleaners like normally they do. But the towns were clean. Nobody's living on the street, you know. And fast forward, now we got tent cities going up because people have nowhere to live because they can't afford rent because they've driven the price of property through the freaking ceiling. And that was artificial as well. That's not normal. So if you get some time, you know, I think it's 10 hours. That America is about 10 hours long. But if you know what you're looking for and at, you can skip through a lot of the fluff, but it is the, bureaucracy that, takes over America. They didn't come in here with, you know, armies. They did it covertly. Okay, they suckered the people. Now, there's a gentleman who, I don't have the story right in front of me right now, but this gentleman his name isn't in here. Oh, Barry Neufeld, who is a Board of Education trustee, I believe, came out and basically tore a hole in this, I still can't remember what that's called, SOGI. It's the early childhood LGBTQ or whatever that they're running through the school. He came out and said what he needed to say, and that was, this is bullcrap. Right? Older guy. And, you know, they put this down here in this, I don't have the story in front of me, but now they're putting a petition up because they fell in love with this guy. Please click sign and send a big thank you to Barry Neufeld and a clear message to other elected officials that the SOGI agenda will be stopped. And the lunacy now, please sign and share. We support trustee Barry Neufeld. Thank you. It says, Canada's most courageous, this is a picture that's up here, Canada's most courageous school trustee protects children, respects parents, exposing the SOGI agenda. Well, you might as well redo this story because that was yesterday, I think. Today, I think he's a BC trustee. Let me dig this out. But he has, as these people do, and it's exactly the same as it was in that movie. This reminds me of what happened in that movie, America with a K. Some people were getting ticked off. The people are so afraid, and they're all in these bureaucracies, and the school board is a bureaucracy, you know, and I remember one doctor, he was a city doctor or something, and he didn't like what was going on. This is in America with a K, and ended up out in some little field somewhere, field hospital kind of thing, out in some little village. And one of the bureaucrats says, well, I spoke up. Well, we need you to speak up again. No. Right? Then this is how they take you down, through fear. So we have Chilliwack trustee Barry Neufeld apologizes. Well, let's see what he's apologizing about. Okay, so he came out. Province-wide uproar has led a longtime Chilliwack school trustee to say he's sorry. Earlier this week, Barry Neufeld claimed in a Facebook post that it was child abuse to allow little children to choose a gender. And it is child abuse. All right? Now, this guy came out and called it what it is. It's child abuse. It's a clinical case of mental child abuse. He also denounced gender theory that has led the Ministry of Education to advance its sexual orientation and gender identity program. My post on Facebook has created a lot of controversy, and first of all, I want to apologize to those who felt hurt by my opinion, including members of the Chilliwack Board of Education, Neufeld wrote in the news release. I am critical of an educational resource, not individuals. Those who have worked with me for over 24 years know that I do believe in inclusion and a safe learning environment for all our students, that they should be protected from all forms of bullying and intimidation. He also stated that he believes there should be room for more respectful discussion and dissent in a free and democratic society. In that light, Neufeld called for a review of the sexual orientation and gender identity program resources by engaging parents and teachers in conversations on this topic before full implementation. The Chilliwack School Board subsequently issued a statement declaring that Neufeld's comments were his own personal opinion and do not reflect the views of the board. The statement did not censure Neufeld. Meanwhile, a former Vancouver NDP candidate, Morgane Ogre, has stated on Twitter that Neufeld's earlier comments should be sufficient to have him fired. Ogre is a former chair of the Vancouver District Parent Advisory Council and the first trans person ever to run for office in one of BC's two major political parties. You see where this is going, people? You see where this is going? You know, the guy said what needed to be said, then he ends up getting jumped, then he turns around and apologizes, then he gets jumped again, but not by the board. He gets jumped by a former chair of the Vancouver District Parent Advisory Council. So he's getting jumped by the Parents Advisory Council, or a former chair of it, not the present chair of it, but the former chair of it, which just happens to be the first trans person ever to run for office for one of the BC two major political parties. This afternoon, the following joint statement was issued by Education Minister Rob Fleming and the BC Teachers Federation, BC School Superintendents Association, BC School Trustees Association, BC Principals and Vice Principals Association, BC Association for School Business Officials, Federation of Independent School Associations, BC Confederation of Parent Advisory Council. That's a lot of bureaucracy, people. So here's a quote. We believe that all schools in our province, public and independent, must be spaces that are safe, acceptable, respectful, and welcoming for all students, regardless of their sexual orientation, gender identity, race, religion, or background. There is no room for discrimination in BC schools. At Provincial Education Partners, we are unified in this commitment. It is important that we all stand up and together to support inclusive learning environments. Our goal as teachers, administrators, support staff, trustees, and parents is to create learning environments where all students can thrive and live authentic lives. That's really pathetic. It is really pathetic that this guy bowed down. That is horrifically pathetic. You see, I come from a place, you say what you mean and mean what you say. Okay, because the day you stop saying what you mean and mean what you say is the end. It is the end. Chilliwack School Trustee, sorry for causing offense with post on gender. Now, this is from earlier, 2 days ago, the guy says allowing children to change gender is child abuse. Today, wallowing around like a whooped dog. You're either a boy or a girl. But this is going on. I mean, this noise is going on, and it is screwing up and affecting extremely young children. Little kids where sex is not part of the program. Having fun, learning to get along with one another is what children do. And yeah, they get in scraps, right? That's what children do. Now they come out with this no-touch policy. So, you know, the whole education system, forget the gender nonsense. The entire education process at this time is a classic case, a clinical case of mental child abuse. And these nut bars, these school board and however more of them bureaucracies I named off, all jumping this guy together, ought to be out, taken out back and whooped. Because they are abusing the children. And any parent thinks they're not abusing the children is a child abuser. Now, the Muslims and the Jews both have a record of messing with children. And this is where this is coming from. They're priming these children for what's to come. And this guy here, I'm going to call him. I'm going to try and call him tomorrow. This guy needs to apologize. To the general public. For proving he's a whoop dog. Now he knows in his heart what's going on is wrong. He knows absolutely it's wrong. And he said what he needed to say. They jump him. He bows down and apologizes like a whoop dog. That's what I'm saying. That incrementally over decades and decades and decades of this nonsense and this ever-growing, more powerful bureaucracies, people have become weak of spirit, mind, and spine. And this just really reminds me of a few scenes in that movie in 1987 called America with a K. And it is the aftermath of a takedown without a war. just marching on in here, building the bureaucracies, making the people so weak and so fearful that they can't stand up and do what they know in their hearts has got to get done. And this guy, this Barry Neufeld, is an example of what goes on every single day in these bureaucracies across this country. Now, this guy would have never, ever got his statement into the mainstream media, so he stuck it on Facebook. He put his feelings on Facebook. So they pick it up off of Facebook, and then the media splashes it all over the media and forces him to apologize. Well, he didn't force him to apologize, but he did. You know, he should have given them the middle finger when he had the opportunity. You know, this is really sad. This is supposed to be a man. Well, he ain't a man. He's a whoop dog. Absolutely a whoop dog. I'm going to try and catch up with this guy tomorrow. It makes me want to puke. It really, truly does make me want to just throw up. I'm going to stick this here in the chat. This is what's going on all across our country, in all aspects. Doesn't matter if you're in education, or you're putting cars together, or you're a helper at a church, it just doesn't matter. Okay? The upper echelon, the upper bureaucracy, okay, who's completely engaged in taking down your nations, will come at you if you say something that maybe stirs somebody up. Doesn't matter in the political field. It doesn't matter if you're in the lawyering field. It don't matter if you're in the medical field. It doesn't matter what field you are in. They will come down on you like a bunch of rabid dogs. And if you want to keep your job or you want to keep your position, you will bow down and prove you're a whoop dog. And you will apologize for the comment that you made or what you said, because it's against the big game. Now, these guys are getting awful close to the finish line. They've been coming down that field for a long, long time. You know, high school football even and that, you know, they're close. They're real close. You know, and that makes me smile more than when they're right on that line. And they get backed up and they don't make it across that line. That's determination. And that's what we got to do. We got to get damn determined. We got to call these SOBs out at every opportunity. I don't give a damn about your job. You better start worrying about the future, your children and your grandchildren. And if you can't stand up for that, well, lay on down. When your time comes and you look back at what you didn't do when you should have done it, it ain't going to be a very pleasant exit. We got a duty here, folks. We better understand it. We better get to it. I really recommend people watch that America with a K. You know, if you watch that, then you're going to have to skip through because I had a friend that watched the entire 10 hours. And I'm thinking, holy crap, how are you? You know, that's a long ways to sit through. But, you know, it was a made for TV thing. So there's a lot of fluff in it, a lot of stuff that really doesn't matter. But it's all about the bureaucracy. And it's about taking you down. And it's the Jewish game. It's the Marxist game. It's the communist game. It's the socialist game. You know, well, you're all out there working, you know, it's the same as that. Watch that little clip. You know, I'll just go get it for you. How's that? I'll just take, you get it here. It's the second story down. I'll just stick this, if you're on Facebook, I'll just stick it in the chat. But, you know, it's identical. The Jews are the ones that took over the education when the hens came to the ducks' place. Just like we did, okay? We're the industrious people. We're the ones that built the countries. Right? We built these countries. We're the ones that started with nothing and built all this. Then the hens show up. But they don't want nothing to do with this hard work. You don't see Jews out there and when was the last time you saw a Jewish bricklayer? Right? So they come in and the ducks are going, how are you going to contribute to this? Well, I don't know. We'll run the newspaper and we'll run the education system and so on and so forth. And that's where they subvert the children. Just like they're doing in the schools today. Telling little kids that you're not a Sally, but you're Sam. Or you're not Sam, but you're Sally. You go home and tell your parents that, and the parents get freaked out. Now we have a law here that they can pull the child from the home and put the child with a transgendered family. How do you have a transgendered family? How the hell does it even come up? I mean, how do you join these words together? You can't. But we just sit back and we don't say nothing about it. We should really be disgusted with ourselves. Truly disgusted with ourselves. It's not like this has been just popped on us today. This has been coming a long, long time. And they built those bureaucracies and they put them in place so that they're in a position now where they can turn on you. And have your neighbors and friends turn on. This is the whole thing. It's about fear. Right? It's about fear. You know, I don't want to. What will they think? Give a damn what they think. Just get it done. God, I get preachy sometimes. Anyways, this is how I feel. This is what I know the problem is. I've known it since I was a little child. And it's game on, man. And it's time to rock the boat. And we best start rocking it. Because they're getting awful close to the goal line. And I don't want their side cheering. And our side putting our hands in our face going, we could have won this. Yeah, we can win it. And we got to win it. And we got to look at this as a game. It's fun. Okay? Not a heavy weight on your shoulders. That's how you win a game. Like that. You can't win a game. We gotta get up. We gotta get started. Anyways, I hear sound, I hear music, so like that's the show. Killing people, next in line, lower class and social slime. They don't matter, genocide. Sick from water, sick from air. Making money, they don't care. Censorship, force of air. Fuck them back, it's all